Today is Tuesday, January 13th. I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name's Todd Stiles. Glad you're tuning in this Tuesday, and thanks for jumping on board and listening. Today, I want to answer a question that came in from a 10-year-old girl in our church. But before I do that, let me reveal, if I can use that word, let me reveal the winner of the contest that I spontaneously announced Sunday just before I preached. As you know, we introduced our two-week series on presence via a bumper that contained about 8 depictions of God's presence in the Bible. Now, not everyone knew that as it scrolled over about 14 seconds, but I did mention it Sunday. I said, hey, these aren't random photographs or random shots. They're actually depictions from various scenes in the Bible in which God made his presence manifest. And so I just challenged the church, if you know what they are, send me a text, an email, and I'll tell you on Tuesday who was right and who was the first one to send in the right answer. Well, I have that answer for you today. And the first right answer did not come from a person. It came from a group, one of our small groups. Brant Carr's small group sent the first right answer in. Let me walk you through the 8 depictions of God's presence that are represented in our bumper. The first one is creation. The second one is the burning bush. The third one is the cloud that led the Israelites. And the fourth one is the pillar of fire that led the Israelites. The fifth one, which was probably the hardest one, was Solomon's temple. The sixth one was the baptism of Jesus. The seventh and eighth one were both depictions of Pentecost with the mighty wind and then the tongues of fire. So those are the 8 very quick scenes. Each one lasted about 2 seconds. It was about a 14 or 15 second bumper, but they just weren't random. They were actually different depictions of God's manifest presence at different times in the Bible. So congratulations to the Brant Carr small group. You got it exactly right, and you're the first one with the right answer. So congratulations. Hey, just thanks for having a little fun with me on that. We sure enjoyed the last 2 weeks teaching through Genesis, I believe it was 28, 10 through about 22, and then, of course, Psalm 27. And we're praying even now together as we look forward to our series in Exodus that really is all about God's presence, and that begins February 1st. Now on to the question from the 10-year-old young lady in our church. I've had this question for a couple of weeks, and I wanted to wait till the right time to answer it. It's just a really honest and heartfelt question, and I really appreciate it. She asked this question: why does God let us have cancer and COVID and stuff like that? So we don't know exactly all that's behind the question or what made her ask it. And so I just want to say to this 10-year-old young girl, if it's a grandparent who is sick, or maybe you're aware of situations with relatives, or maybe you're just really keenly in touch with things that are happening around you to other people, I really appreciate about you. And not only are you in touch and kind of aware of what's happening around you, I'd say you really are trying to understand God and not reject him or not misinterpret him, but to understand what's going on in the world that he made. And I really appreciate that as well. So let me just first of all say this to your question, which is, why does God let us have cancer and COVID and stuff like that? In a nutshell, God lets us, and I want to use this phrase in place of your word lets. I'm going to say God allows us to go through things like cancer or to experience things like COVID. As you put it, God lets us have these things because it's the way the world operates when it's broken by sin. Now, he won't allow or let us experience that forever, but it is the way it is right now, currently and temporarily, because sin has entered the world. And so things like COVID and cancer, and you could list a number of other things, they came when Adam and Eve sinned, and there was a curse then upon the world. Things broke in that moment. We are still made in God's image, but our image, that image is marred, so to speak. In other words, things aren't perfect like they were in the Garden of Eden. And so bad things do happen. God allows them to happen because he is allowing the world to experience these things as he works out his overall grand purpose. And that's the other part of the answer. Though God allows it, he won't allow it forever, but it is what he's allowing in this time in which he's working out a plan to save people who believe in him. God is saving a people unto himself. And so that has been happening over history, and it's not finished yet. When Christ returns to the earth, that will be finished. Until then, he's bringing people to hear the gospel, and he's getting the gospel to the ends of the world, and people are hearing it and being saved. And so that's what's occurring in this broken world. And so while that happens, that means also that bad things and difficult things and things that we don't like cancer and COVID, stuff like that, that's what you mentioned, it still happens as well. Understand this, God did not create those things. He didn't actually create a broken world. He created a perfect world. But sin entered, and Adam and Eve sinned, and so the world now is broken in that sense, and it's under a curse. The Bible says in Romans that the whole world is groaning. And so you get from that verse that the earth and the people on it, we know something isn't right yet. And it's not right. There is sin in the world. And Satan has a certain amount of freedom in the world to wreak havoc and to cause problems and to tempt people. And so they sin and things happen because of sin. And one of the things that happened when Adam sinned was that our body started decaying. And we don't have bodies that last forever, and they get sick, and sometimes it's cancer or it's COVID. And so this is why God allows us to get these things, because it's the way the world operates under the curse and while it's broken. But I want to say to you that God didn't create sin or create these bad things, but they are the result of the curse and the fall. Now, I will say, in addition to that, often these hard things do accomplish other good things. It's very difficult to imagine this, especially when you're 10. This can be hard to kind of get your hands around. But I just want to say to you, perhaps to a 10-year-old, this might help. It's kind of like going to the doctor and you have to get a shot. There's no doubt that a shot is something you don't look forward to, and it hurts. You probably wouldn't think about a shot being something you like. And yet, in the end, often a shot might be the very thing that helps you heal and makes you better. And so that's just a small analogy, how God uses things that he allows that aren't very good, but he still uses them in the end, often for very good things. And here's even better news, that in the end, COVID or cancer or stuff like that, it won't be around forever. It's only here temporarily until Christ comes. And when he comes, he will make everything new again. The Bible promises us that. And that in the future, at some point still to come, when Christ returns, he will bring with him a new heavens and a new earth. And there won't be any sickness. The Bible says there'll be no pain and no more tears. The Bible says that sorrow will be gone, that all things will be made new. That means there will be no more COVID or cancer, won't be happening anymore. And that's the day that we all look forward to. And so, yes, these are difficult times when we know that God does allow things like cancer and COVID. These are the things you mentioned. But it won't be that way forever. It's just that way for a while until Jesus comes back. And so until then, we pray for people who are under these kind of situations. We love them and we trust them to God. And so if you're listening, this 10-year-old, and you're scared, or someone you love is sick, or you're worried that someone's going to die, and maybe that is too soon, it's going to be difficult for you, I want you to hear this, that God does love you. He loves them. And God knows you. And even in this thing that could be very difficult, God is already working and bringing to pass at some point in the future a world where sickness and cancer and COVID will be gone forever. And it's my prayer that if this is someone that you know that you're thinking about and you worry about losing them, so to speak, that if they do trust in Jesus, you will see them again. Maybe it's a grandpa or a grandma. you will see them again in a world one day that is perfect and does not have any COVID or cancer. I look forward to that, and I hope that you will as well when you see the folks that you love and you live forever in God's presence without any sickness at all. Well, thanks for tuning in today. Just a little different trajectory on the podcast, but I felt it important to answer this wonderful question from this sweet little girl, as well as to congratulate the Brandt Carr Small Group for sending in the right answer first. And so we'll see you this Sunday as we celebrate Sanctity of Life at First Family Church. Looking forward to preaching from Psalm 139, a message entitled Celebrate Life. And so till then, God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you Sunday at First Family Church.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.